The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to The Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of The Bad Broadcast. My name is Maddie, and I'm so happy that you're here. I'm really excited for today's episode because we are doing voicemails. And I know what you're thinking. If you've been here for a while, we've tried the voicemail thing before, and it just didn't work. It was bad audio quality because it used to be like an actual voicemail. Like you call a number, you leave a message, and the audio was bad. And it was a headache for me because I had to extract every file individually and then put them into my recording thing and then record the response and piece them together. It was a headache. So we haven't done them in a long time. But my producer, Jackson, showed me SpeakPipe, which is a way easier way to do this. I said that like they're sponsoring this. They're not. It's just a way easier way for you guys to record a little voicemail. And I also have a whole new recording setup, so it's easier to play them. Anyway, none of this was necessary to tell you guys, but I just wanted you to know if you had been here for voicemails before and you were like, no, I don't want to listen to fuzzy voicemails. That's not what's happening. Okay, they're much better this time around. We do have a few follow-up questions from last week's episode. I told you guys I'm going to post like a question box on my story after an episode so you guys can follow up about things. And then I forgot to do it for the last like 8 months. But yeah, the one question that I got a few times was, Maddie, did I hear you correctly? Did I hear coffee creamer and Diet Coke? I mean, I feel like this got really trendy on TikTok, so I don't think I'm cluing anybody in except maybe these few people who are confused. Yeah, I said coffee creamer and Diet Coke. Actually, you know, I gotta say, I would never put coffee creamer in my Diet Coke. It's coconut cream or heavy cream, okay? Let's not get crazy. Coffee creamer, come on. But I've never actually put coffee creamer in it. I'm sure people do, but I feel like the drinks that I get at the little soda drive-thrus, they never have. And also, I told somebody about this. I think it was Kate Kennedy. We were talking about this and she was saying like, well, yeah, it's like an old fashioned egg cream or like a root beer float. Like cream in soda is not the craziest thing in the world. I kind of hate when people do that. When there's like, not what Kate did. I hate what people do on TikTok when they see this, when they're like, ew, that's so disgusting. It's like, no, this has been done a million times over. Like this is not news. This is just a repackaged version of something. Like we're not doing something so disgusting. Okay, back off. All right, the next thing, I had a lot of people who were saying, man, that girl is really mad about her mother-in-law's dog breed. And I agree. I don't know why. I don't know. You know, when she said it was her mother-in-law, I was like, you know what? This runs deeper. This runs deeper than just like, she doesn't like the dog. There's something else going on. And she felt the need to tell me that because that's what triggered her. That's what triggered her. I can't blame her. I don't know the full situation, so I won't judge. What's the next one? Oh, somebody asked for a link to my testosterone cream. Can't link that because it is a prescription, but go get your hormones tested, ladies. Seriously, it really has changed like everything inside and outside of my body. Like your hormones, just do it. I know testosterone cream, it's not sexy. It's not sexy, but it'll do the trick. And then I got a lot of suggestions for the perfect white tea. And some of them are okay. Some of them are okay. Some of them have a hood. And some of them have tunic length and some of them have a scoop neck. And those ones are not what I'm looking for, but I appreciate you guys helping me on the hunt for this. All right. Without any further ado, let's get into today's voicemails. And just hearing from you guys, I gotta say, it just warms my soul. Like I do this job and I sit in a room by myself. And I mean, you know, occasionally I have somebody on. But I'm by myself a lot and I don't get to hear your guys' voices. I don't get to hear what you're saying back to me. And that makes me sad. So the fact that we get to do these voicemails, it's like I got a little taste of hanging out with you guys. And I got to say, so many of these voicemails had me lolling and nodding and fist pumping and snapping. And I just agree with you guys on so many things. So the prompt was just tell me what you're loving and hating. I wanted to do kind of a general theme while we figure this out. We'll get more specific later on. But yeah, I also want to say new Taylor Swift music this week. Okay, new Taylor Swift music. I will do a full TTPD rundown on the Patreon. Sorry, I know that maybe that's not what you want to hear, but I might have to do two parts. It's a long album. There's a lot happening. I haven't shared a lot of Taylor Swift thoughts lately, and I'm going to dump them all out into the Patreon. So if you are interested in that, that'll be coming out this weekend, probably maybe beginning of next week. Okay, let's get into the voicemails.
You asked for specific and I am giving you specific. This is a hate, by the way. You cannot watch the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies, or at least the bulk of them, anywhere. Like every once in a while, one of them will pop up on a random streaming service. But here's the thing. I have had this bone deep craving to watch Mary-Kate and Ashley, The Challenge, for probably like 8 years now. It's nowhere. It's nowhere to be found. And I Google it probably like every couple months. Why can I not? Whatever. It's not on streaming services. You can't rent it or buy it on Amazon or anywhere. It is nowhere. The only option is buying like a DVD off of eBay. I don't even know where to get a DVD player. All I want is to watch Mary-Kate and Ashley. And you can't do it. It's impossible. I don't get what the legality of it is. I've tried to Google it. I've tried to deep dive this. There's no answers and I can't watch The Challenge and I'm pissed.
All right. This is such a fair thing to be pissed about. I myself have been pissed about this. I would literally pay for an additional streaming service of just Mary-Kate and Ashley content, even from the time that they're young. Like I want my daughter to grow up listening to Peanut Butter, Butternut, Coca, Coconut, Caramel, Carob Kisses, Cookie Cutters Cut. Like I want that. I want that in my home. I have looked for these everywhere. And yeah, every now and then New York Minute. It's always New York Minute. I think because that was probably produced by somebody else. That one will pop up randomly, but I need Billboard Dad. Okay. I need When in Rome. I need Winning London. Those ones are probably my favorites. The Challenge is up there. The Challenge has a few moments that really have stuck with me every time I eat tuna. I think about that scene in The Challenge where she has to eat the cat food and she goes, "Tastes like tuna." I say that in my head every single time. Holiday in the Sun, of course. And it also had the, I think it's Weezer, isn't it? Who sings Holiday in the Sun? Oh no, Island in the Sun. Wait, I would Google it, but I'm too lazy. I'm too fired up. I totally agree with you. I don't know what the conspiracy is behind it. I'm sure it's some sort of ownership with the producers, or maybe it's them. Honestly, it could very well be them not wanting that part of their life out there. But to that, I say, why? Why are we not more proud of it? Why are we not more proud of what made you literal billionaires? Why are we not more proud of being the cornerstone of the millennial lexicon? I do wish that we could watch them. I'm hopeful one day. Okay, next one.
Okay, Maddie, I have one love and one hate for you. My love is that I play in this cute little pickleball league at a bar and I go with some friends. We have some cute little drinks. We get some soft pretzels. And we're usually outside on the patio, and it's just the perfect little days that we have when we go play pickleball. My hate is that being single is the worst, not for the reasons of like relationship, blah, 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 love. No, I don't want to do cars. I don't want to do the car stuff, like the oil change, the tire rotation, the new tires. I simply don't want to do it. And that's actually the only reason I want to be any type of relationship is so I don't have to deal with the cars. Anyways. Love you. Love the podcast. Love pickleball. Hate cars.
This is so true. It's so true. That is actually the best part of being in a relationship is you don't have to worry about the blue jobs. You know, you don't have to worry about the cars and the yard and, you know, the drilling and the hammering and the garage. Basically, just the garage in general is not for me. Anything that's stored in the garage, tools, boxes, power things, lawnmowers, car, anything that comes from a garage, it's blue and it's not for me. So yeah, I totally get that. Also, the pickleball. Oh, what is cuter? What gets your blood flowing more than a cute little drinky and some soft pretzels with the girls? With the girls. Are you kidding me? I actually have a friend date coming up this weekend. Shout out to Chloe. We're going to see Heather McMahon. Let me know if you guys are going. I assume a lot of you are because you guys obviously have taste because you're listening to this podcast. So I assume you also love Heather McMahon. And we're having a little date before. I think it's so important to have one-on-one little dates with your friends. Lucy's talked about this on her Instagram. I totally agree because we have like a group of friends and obviously it's the most fun when we're all together, but it's fun to have little one-on-one moments with your friends. So anyway, we're going to Heather McMahon and I'm just giddy at the thought of dinner before sitting on a patio, drinking a cold drink. Like that is what's getting me through. That's what's getting me through these next, I don't know, when are we recording? These next 10 days from when I'm recording now. That's when our date is. And yeah, that's amazing. And that will fuel you until the time you have somebody to take care of your cars. And then the two will integrate wonderfully. But yeah, having a man around to do the blue jobs, it's not the worst thing in the world, I gotta say. Okay, next one.
I hate when you are in a public restroom that's empty. You take a stall, you do your thing, and someone comes in and takes the stall right next to you. Especially when the bathroom's huge and there's like 50 stalls. Nothing makes me more crazy and I don't understand.
I don't understand this in any capacity with like parking spots, treadmills, seats in a movie theater. Like, I guess that's not really an issue now because seats are assigned, but whatever. If it's like a really empty theater and nobody's sitting in their assigned seats, you know what I mean. Give me my personal space, any type of broken social norm. And that is like a big one for me. Just personal space in general, we need to be more aware of. Bring back social distancing. Okay. Bring back 6 feet away. Bring back standing in a line, but having the circles on the floor so you know how far away to stand from somebody. I would like to bring those back. So many things that happened during COVID were actually awesome, such as everyone staying the hell away from me at all times. I hate that. Like when you're on the treadmill and there's a whole row of them and somebody comes up right next to you, like, please don't do this to me. That brings up another good thing to discuss, and that's friends who go running together. What is happening? How do you even accomplish that? What are you even doing? How would one do that? How do you go running with a friend and carry on a casual conversation? That makes absolutely no sense to me. No sense whatsoever. I wouldn't run from a criminal, let alone with a best friend. So please clue me in on how you're doing that. You're probably just really in shape and like your oxygen levels are really high. I don't understand. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Dipsy. Spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. I can feel it. I can smell it. We're so close. So if you're packing your bag to get on a trip, to get out to the pool, you probably got your sunscreen, you've got your water bottle, you've got your steamy beach read, I assume. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips and you don't even have to pack anything extra because Dipsy is on your phone. What is Dipsy, you might be asking? Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. So you can discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. And there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods, goddesses, Regency era historical fiction, and yes, fairy smut, of course. If you're a fan of A Court of Thorns and Roses, I know we all are around here. This is for you. You can explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction. So for listeners of The Bad Broadcast, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/bad. One more time, that is dipsystories.com/bad. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Quince. I actually just got a Quince order in the mail the other day. I got one of their cashmere sweaters. I got it in black and I've never owned cashmere, but obviously Quince makes it super accessible to get something nice like cashmere. And it's the perfect sweater because I feel like I can wear it in this kind of transition period that we're in. Like it's heavy enough and good quality so I can wear it when it's chilly outside, but it's also lightweight so I can wear it as it warms up. That's what I'm always looking for, pieces that I can wear throughout the year, especially right now because we're all kind of revamping our wardrobe and we want to make sure we have pieces that are going to last a long time. We want things that keep us looking effortlessly chic all throughout the year, like their premium European linen dresses. They've got blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part about Quince is that all of their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories so that Quince can cut out the cost of the middleman and pass on the savings to us. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We absolutely love to see it. I also love my robe from Quince. I've been wearing it ever since I was pregnant. That's one of my favorites. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bad. Okay, next one.
Hey, Maddie. My name is Genevieve. Love the podcast. Something I'm also loving right now is having a man wrapped around my finger. Because I'm not
slay
him. Like, he's so nice and so sweet, and he brings me food and treats me like a queen. But, like, he's not my husband or anything. But it's just so fun to have something to distract me and have something to think about. So that's what I'm loving. What I'm hating is Excel, because I'm currently taking it. I'm a college student. And I think whoever invented Excel should go run and hide, because I'm ready to hurt that person. Thanks.
Because we're coming. Genevieve is coming for you. Excel, yeah, along with cars, I mean, everything with computers, like every new thing, Excel, numbers, pages, graphs, whatever it is, I don't want to do it. I hate it. And I also really, really love that you have a man that's obsessed with you. You guys know that I fully believe that the best heterosexual relationships are those where the man is more in love with the woman. Or is, this is so toxic. I don't know why I share this, but it's what I believe. Like, more in love with you, or like more obsessed with you, or like more invested in you. I just think that's the way it has to be. That's the way the world has to run. Men need to be more obsessed with women for things to flow smoothly. I love it. I love when I hear about a man who is so obsessed with their lady and does absolutely everything for them. Like, and I'm obsessed. I mean, I'm truly obsessed with my boyfriend. I've got a big, big crush, big crush. I get nervous, you know, to see him. I get so excited, but like, I feel the obsession right back. Like, I know that that's happening. But the male obsession has to be there. So you know what? This guy might not be your husband yet. He might not be your husband yet, but it's a great foot to start out on. I remember saying that about my boyfriend in the early days, which was 5 minutes ago, saying he's obsessed with me and he treats me so well. And he's like, so in love. Like, what is this feeling so sudden and new? It was the best feeling in the entire world. And I think it is the healthiest foundation. Men, listen up. Listen up, men. I know no single men listen to this podcast. I don't know who I'm kidding. But if you have single friends, husbands of listeners, dad broads out there, you have single friends, you need to tell them, if you are not absolutely obsessed with the girl, just do both of you a favor, be upfront about it and don't continue. I hate when guys do this kind of in, kind of out, toy with your emotions, you know, ghost you one day, be obsessed with you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just find a woman that you are obsessed with and go for that. If you have to convince yourself, then it's hurting both of you. And men do this all the time. That's the real toxic behavior. That's it. It's not me. I'm not the problem you are. I'm not the problem you are. Okay, let's get into the next one. This is so much easier than having to read the submissions. I'm just hitting a little play button and you guys are getting the full effect. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Maddie. Love the pod. So, the thing I'm hating right now are the overused phrases that we see on social media a lot, specifically in my blank era and it's giving and all the things. I am I'm a diehard Swiftie, okay? I love the Eras Tour, went, enjoyed it. I went to Nashville. I am tired of people saying I'm in my blank era, okay? It's overused. It's done with. Just say that you have a new hobby. Next, it's giving. It's just old. Like, find something new to say. You can just say, wow, you look like blank, or that looks like blank. Not a huge fan. All the things, name the things. I don't know what all the things are. Name the things. What are the things? That is how I feel. Hating those phrases. Done with them. Let's leave them behind in 2023. I know we're like 5 months into 2024, but anyway, hope you agree.
You know what? I do feel you. I do absolutely feel you on this. I say it's giving, and I also say era. I'm almost positive. I say both of those fairly regularly. I try to never say all the things. I hate that phrase. There are so many internet jokes that, okay, this is a weird thought. This is a weird thought, but I always think like, what if I could time travel? Okay, what if I was back in high school and I had access to like all of these sayings? Like, would people even understand how I was speaking? Like, if I was using these phrases, like, are they universally understood, or do we just understand them because of TikTok and Instagram and the, you know, the constant brain rot that we're fed? And I mean, I'm assuming that it's the latter. I'm assuming it's just our brains decaying away. But maybe I could be a huge trendsetter and be the first person to say it's giving. But I'm with you. I mean, it's hard because it's like all over. It's all we hear all of the time. And I'm not creative enough. I don't have a thesaurus on me at all times. You know, I can't think of anything good enough to say. So I just tack on to what I hear the internet say. So I'm simultaneously defending myself and agreeing with you. But yeah, all the things, I mean, that's like, there's a few millennial phrases, you know, that I try to stay away from. And all the things is definitely one of them. It's right up there with I did a thing. You know, those ones that are dead and buried and in the graveyard of millennial culture. That's one of them. And I'm here to defend millennials till the day I die. I mean, there's a lot of things that we get shit for that we should not get shit for. But this one, I got to say, let's pick it up. Let's think of a new phrase. Let's not even say all the things. Let's say et cetera. You know, all of that et cetera. That's intelligent. That sounds like you have a college degree in something. So yes, I agree with you, and also apologize because I will probably be using these in the future. Okay, next one.
Hi, I love your podcast. It is keeping me very sane in the middle of my first pregnancy. And that's kind of what I wanted a little bit of advice from you on. So I am trying to go natural. And I've asked my mom to be kind of like my birth doula, because after looking at prices and speaking to some, I was astonished. And not only did I think it was crazy, I was like, I can figure this out with my mom. And that is all great. And my mom is amazing. So I really trust her to help me through it. But my husband is a little offended that I asked her and not him. And the other day when we were talking about it, he said, well, I don't want this to be like a mom-daughter thing. I want this to be an us thing. So I don't really know how to navigate it. And I'm worried that maybe during the birth, he's going to be offended a little more than I want him to be. And he is very sensitive. So I'm nervous. What are your thoughts about this? Please and thank you.
All right. So first thing, let me say something to everybody listening right now. There's no such thing as unnatural childbirth. All of it's natural. However you birth your baby, whether it comes out of your vagina or your belly, or you have medication or not, or you're in a forest, okay? All of it is natural, however you decide to do it. Next thing, I just want to pause and say, it's not a mom and you thing, and it's not a husband and you thing. It is a you thing. It's a you and baby thing. That's what birth is. That's what labor and delivery is. And so in my birth, I just had Gray. It was just my boyfriend there. We didn't have anybody else. And then right after she came out, my mom was there ready to meet her. And that worked out really great for us. Obviously, our situation was a little bit different. Gray had been training to be my daddy doula. And that was great. And that was just kind of what felt best to us. So yeah, that's just what felt best to us. However, I have friends, I have sisters-in-law, I have people that have messaged me on Instagram telling me about their births, and they were so adamant about other people being there. They either wanted sisters there, moms, aunts, friends, whatever it is, they wanted other people there. And at the end of it, it has to be what is going to make you the most comfortable, especially if you're going not natural, if you're going unmedicated, if you don't want any, you know, any pain management, if you're trying to do that, your comfortability is not a word. Your level of comfort is paramount. It's the only thing that matters in that, mentally and physically. If you are going to be thinking about something else and be stressed the whole time and be worried, avoid whatever that's causing that at all costs. However, I do think it's worth having a conversation with your husband about, because it sounds like you do want your mom there. It sounds like she's been working with you, wants to be your doula, is on board with all of this. So it sounds like you probably need to sit your husband down, and you said he's sensitive. So deliver the news sensitively and say, I want this to be the most calm environment. That's what I learned about birth, is that the environment you're in, not only do you have control over it, you need to make sure that it is exactly how you want it. If you can't advocate for yourself in the middle of labor and delivery, then you need somebody who is going to advocate for you and make your environment as calm and as wonderful as possible. So that might be worth having that conversation about, saying, hey, say you want your mom there. Hey, I really want my mom there, and my birth and my birth plan is really important to me, and I need you to stop acting like that. No, don't say that. You said he's sensitive. Don't be mean, but just say, I need you on board, because your emotional support, you being there, you being involved. And then why don't you take some, you know, you can do little online YouTube breathing classes, like counter pressure for your hips. Like, why don't you get him a little bit involved, so that while you're laboring and while everything's going on, your mom can go take a break or go do whatever, and then your husband can step in and you can involve both of them. Maybe that is a good way to keep them both involved, keep you calm so you're not thinking about it, and make sure that you're having exactly the labor and delivery that you want. Boom. That feels good. Does that feel good to everybody? Okay. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Astapro. I want to give a quick shout out right at the beginning to Astapro for, of course, sponsoring this episode and providing me with free samples of their product, because spring is upon us, which means my allergies are back with a vengeance. I've always had horrible allergies, runny nose, sneezing. I always need a good nasal spray, and Astapro is the first of its kind. It is a nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays can take hours. And when you have allergies, you need immediate relief. You need it to be as quick as possible. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. I thought I was getting sick the other day because I was sneezing and I was kind of stuffy. And then I realized, oh, it's warm. It's spring, which means I'm about to suffer through my allergies, but not when I grabbed my Astapro, used it, boom, 30 minutes later, feeling on top of the world. So get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That is spelled Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Clean Simple Eats. I'm just sitting down in my studio recording a nice little podcast for you guys, and I'm fueled up because I got to partake in my favorite protein ice cream tonight that I made, that I only make with Clean Simple Eats. It's the only protein powder that I use, and I get everybody on this train because it will change the way you see protein powder. Clean Simple Eats is just that. It is clean and it is simple. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no seed oils, no artificial ingredients. It is third-party tested. It is non-GMO and it's always gluten-free. It is so creamy and smooth. You guys know the chalky, weird protein taste that we're all used to. This doesn't have it. Also, I'm trying to hit some protein goals lately, as most of us are, and it's really hard to get enough protein in. And Clean Simple Eats makes it super easy and super delicious. It is my favorite way to get my protein. Each serving has 20 grams of protein, making it the perfect addition to your daily protein routine. Protein, I guess that's kind of the word. My favorites right now, I'm loving the strawberry cheesecake, actually. As we're getting into the summer months, I need something a little light, a little fresh. I love the strawberry cheesecake. And then, of course, the vanilla. And I also love the mint cookie. So visit Clean Simple Eats and use the code BAD10 at checkout for 10% off of your order of the best protein powder. That's cleansimpleeats.com. That code is BAD10 for 10% off of your order. Let's move on to our next one.
Hey, Maddie, thank you so much for giving me a platform to talk about something that I am absolutely hating right now and that I just need to complain about. So I have been going on a lot of dates recently, and I, for some reason, always end up going on dates with these guys that are just like way too into self-help. Like, they go so hard on the 75 hard challenge or reading all these boring like self-help books. And it's just annoying. It's kind of becoming a red flag for me because that's all they talk about. Like, I can't talk about something fun like Ryan Gosling hosting SNL because they think that's below them. And they want to talk about this podcast with whoever about how they can get out of debt and become a millionaire. And then they try to like get me to get on it. And I'm just over it. And so I would love to hear your take about this as well. And would love some advice on how to avoid these guys on dating apps. So hope you have a great day. Love the pod.
Boy, this is right up my alley of things that I absolutely hate. Because you want to know what? Any guy who is this into self-help, any guy, let me tell you the number one red flag you guys should look for. Any guy who says he's working on, you know, dissolving his ego, or he's had an ego death, or he's like really into self-help or meditating or whatever. That guy's ego is bigger than any professional athlete, any billionaire, any celebrity. That guy who claims that he is so, you know, awakened. No, you are not, sir. No, you are not. You are, that is the most egotistical type of person you will ever meet. Guys who are super into self-help, they're just doing it so that they can come across like they are better than everybody. There's no other reason somebody needs to be that. If you have that many problems, that you're reading that many self-help books, if that were real, then you should be locked up. If you are that much of a menace to society that you're reading that much self-help, you don't deserve society, okay? Yeah, I'm with you. I just think like guys who are super into their daily routine and biohacking, like, I just think that they're bad people. Is that wrong? I'm just kidding. I know a lot of men who are into this stuff and they're great and whatever, but I do think it's enough to take pause. It's enough to say, what's going on here? It's enough to say, why do you feel the need to tell me about the 75 hard so often? Why are you listening to so much Dave Ramsey? Why have you listened to Atomic Habits 1500 times? Like, I need to know. I need to know what inner battles you're fighting. Why aren't you being honest with yourself about what's really wrong with you? Oh, so I'm with you. I am with you. Okay, next one.
Okay, my hate is when people on Facebook, and it is always a certain demographic and certain age, will repost pictures, images of like a soldier saying a prayer in a Chick-fil-A or a Marine in full dress uniform having a tea party in the forest with his three-year-old daughter. And the caption is always, Facebook keeps taking this down. Repost if you believe in the power of this picture. Like, no, Cheryl, no one is taking this picture down. No one cares that you love soldiers praying in Chick-fil-A. It is not being threatened, and you are allowed to believe that, and Facebook is not stopping you. So stop posting that Facebook is taking it down.
When she said a certain age and demographic, She means evangelical boomers, all right? Because that's who's posting this stuff. That's who's saying, Facebook doesn't want us to believe. They don't want us to believe in America. They don't want us to believe in Jesus. They don't want it. They're trying to silence us. They're not. They're not. Okay. 88%. I just looked this up, by the way. 88% of the voting members of the 118th Congress are Christian. They're not attacking anything. Okay. Laws are not being made. Stipulations are not being put on social media so that you can't talk about Christianity or religion. You've got quite the platform. You've got the entirety of Congress, okay, defending Christianity. I think some people have gotten this in their heads that like Christianity is really oppressed lately. It's not. It's not. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I'm not saying it should be. I'm saying that everybody should be able to practice what they say and preach and post about their religion and whatever that may be. They are allowed to do such things. And I find it funny. I don't find it funny. I find it kind of alarming and depressing when people think something is under attack that's absolutely not under attack. And then the things that are actually under attack are completely ignored. So just know, Cheryl, on Facebook, you can post about Jesus. You can do it. You can do it in the freedom of this country. And you can post about the soldier in Chick-fil-A. Okay? No one's going to stop you. It's a beautiful thing. Just practice what you preach. All right? Okay. Next one.
I saw a TikTok today that was of two men guessing how much they were going to spend on Masters merch versus how much they actually spent. And one of the men spent $800 and the other one spent $1,800 on Masters merch. And the comments on the video were men saying, "This is amazing. Show us what you got. Do a haul video. I need to see it all." And that's fine. I'm okay with people spending money on what makes them happy. But you just know that if it was two women doing a video saying, "Guess how much we're going to spend on Eras Tour merch versus how much we actually spent on Eras Tour merch," men in the comments would be so rude. They would be so judgmental. They would probably be calling the women silly and frivolous for spending their money on this and telling them to find something better to spend their money on. So I just hate that when men spend their money on things that make them happy, it's okay. And it's, "Hey, let's see what you got." But when women do, we're seen as silly and frivolous.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a woman doing it. So of course, everybody hates it. Oh, that's not funny. I shouldn't laugh at that because it's actually really true. So many things in life you can say like that people get mad at a woman for doing. Just pause and ask yourself, if a man was doing this, what would the reaction be? What would the reaction be? And I guarantee you it would be so different. We watched the Masters this last weekend. I watched a few. I caught a few holes. I don't know. Is that how you would say it? I watched some of it. I can't say that watching golf is for me. I like a cute little ride around in the golf cart with my snackies and I crochet while Gray golfs. Like, I like that. I'm into that. But watching golf on TV, it was not thrilling for me. But, you know, I was cheering. I like Max Homa. I like Tony Finau. I like Scottie Scheffler. I think it's Scottie Scheffler who won. I don't know. But I was laughing about this because Scottie Scheffler, who I think he won. I don't know. There's two last names that I'm really confused about. Scheffler and Schauffele, I think is how you say it. And so I don't know if I'm getting them mixed up, but I think Scottie Scheffler won. And he was like, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he is. But he was like, "If my wife goes into labor, I'm going to leave the Masters." And Gray told me that. Gray was like, "If his wife goes into labor, he's going to leave." And I'm like, first of all, I would kill you. If I was in labor and you were about to win us $18 million and, or $20 million, whatever it is, and you left, like, no. I'm sorry. I will birth alone if you're going to earn me $20 million. And second, I bet she wasn't even that close. I bet she was like a few weeks away. There was no way he was going to leave. I'm sorry. I wouldn't either. And if that was my husband, I wouldn't want him to leave. Okay. I'm defending his right to stay and win $20 million. But yeah, where was I going with this? Absolutely nowhere. We're talking about Masters merch. It's shocking to me that people don't see the irony in like male and female hobbies. Like, we all have baseline the same hobbies. And that is, we like celebrities and professionals at their craft. But for some reason, you know, I get dressed up and I make a jacket with a Taylor Swift lyric on it. And that's like a little much. But guys literally know the ins and outs of like Tom Brady's physical body. Like, how is that not a little much? How is that not a little much? Have you seen? I dated somebody once who was so so angry when their football team lost. It was the Green Bay Packers. Okay. And if the Green Bay Packers lost, why was he a Green Bay Packer fan? I don't know. We don't live anywhere near that. And he's never even been there, but he was a diehard Green Bay Packers fan. And if they lost, like, we couldn't hang out for days because he was too angry. He was too angry. Like, can you imagine if Taylor Swift breaks up with Travis Kelce and I tell everybody I can't hang out for 5 days? I'm too angry. I'm too angry. I'm too upset. Can you imagine what would happen to me socially? Like, people would be like, you are a psychotic person. But for some reason, men do it. And we're like, you know, boys will be boys. I hate that. Gray asked for tickets to the Masters next year for his birthday. His birthday's coming up next week. And he was like, how about next year? Are we trying? I'm like, who do you think I am? You want me to get tickets to the Masters? Like, bro, dream big. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Oh, I like this one. I want to talk about this.
Hi, Maddie. Love you in the pod and love all your updates on motherhood with Coco. I just want to share something I am absolutely loving and relishing in lately, and that is Caitlin Clark. I love Caitlin Clark and everything that she has brought to womanhood, and seeing all her teammates or her future teammates on the Indiana Fever absolutely freak out at the thought that their teammate is now Caitlin Clark. I love women supporting women. I love everything about women's sports being better than men's sports right now. And I just can't wait for the day that women rule the world in the way that we really deserve. So go Caitlin Clark. Absolutely love her and Angel Reese. And the fact that the women's NCAA tournament, March Madness tournament, was more viewed than the men's. So thanks. Bye.
This time of Caitlin Clark is actually something to behold. It's so awesome. I think it's so incredible. And let me say this. I had this thought about it earlier. Go look up the WNBA draft red carpet. What these women wore on the red carpet, there was not a bad look in sight. They were eating. They were eating, slurping, chomping. There was nothing left. Like, the red carpet of the draft was unbelievable. It was better than the Oscars. So I just want to say that and get that out of the way. The next thing I want to say is it's incredible. Like, sorry to get all like preachy feminist on you, but isn't it amazing what one woman can do? Like, Caitlin Clark did. I know there's a few other players right now who are super prevalent and we're hearing a lot about them. Like she said, Angel Reese, but like Caitlin Clark is kind of the main one. She was the first pick in the draft overall. And I think it's really amazing to see, like, what a time. People get really defensive, and I'm with you about the WNBA's pay. Like, Caitlin Clark is going to make like $70,000 this year. And the NBA minimum is like 1.something million. And like, I completely understand. I want these women to be fairly compensated for what they do. I want them to be millionaires. However, I'm trying to be realistic about a few things here. One, WNBA teams just simply don't bring in the amount of money that NBA teams bring in. Unfortunately, we have the power to change that. It's all about the audience. It's all about ticket sales. It's all about the franchise. We can help these women earn more money by tuning in, by buying their jerseys. That's how we can contribute. But I think people think, I heard this on a podcast once. I think people think that like WNBA players are out here saying, well, I need to be making as much as LeBron. They don't think that. They don't think they should be making as much as LeBron. They think that they should be making the same percentage of like franchise revenue or whatever it is. Like, they should be making the same percentage of that LeBron is making. Does that make sense? So it's not that they're like, well, we should have equal pay. It's that they should have equal proportion pay. That's how I understand it. But still, WNBA players, so underpaid, so insanely underpaid. But like I said, we got to start tuning in. We got to start watching. We got to start, you know, Caitlin Clark will make a ton of money in endorsement deals, and hopefully we can, you know, keep that going. But I hope for a day where the WNBA is not a joke. And they talked about this on SNL because Caitlin Clark was on SNL and she was roasting Michael Che because he always makes jokes about women's sports. And so she made a bunch of jokes, roasted him. It was awesome. I loved it. But yeah, I mean, people don't take women's sports seriously, but they're about to. We actually, I did a TikTok the other day about why we named Coco Coco and why, or other baby names that I liked. And I was thinking about it. And I remembered that in September, I think last September is when Coco Gauff won the Grand Slam, and she was like the youngest one to do it since Serena Williams. And I liked that. I liked thinking that one day Coco might Google, you know, her name, and that might pop up and she might see a really cool young woman doing something awesome. All right. Next one.
Hey, Maddie. So here are my loves and hates recently. First love is you and the podcast. Look forward to it every week. And it seriously makes Mondays so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then my hates. First off, I hate when somebody gives you a gift and they intentionally leave the price tag on it so that you can see how much they spent. And it's just so tacky. Like, PSA, please remove the price tag. If you're giving it as a gift, you can still leave the barcode on. Just like scratch the price out. It's so tacky. And then second, as we're getting into wedding season, I hate it when couples post a link like on their social media saying, if you want an invite, send me your address. Like, no, you should have a guest list of who you're inviting to your wedding. And if you don't have their address, you reach out to them. They're expected to show up, travel, bring you a gift. You need to do the work to get their invite to them. Like, I hate that so much. And then second, if you are having a wedding, make sure you are like hiring people to set up and take down for your wedding. Like, I just think it is so horrible to invite guests and they show up and then they're expected to help like take all your wedding stuff down right after the reception. Like, they're already traveling, bringing you a gift. As a guest, they should not be expected to clean up after your wedding. Those are my loves and hates. Anyway, keep up the great work. Love listening to you.
The way my jaw unhinged and hit the floor when you said that there are people out there who expect their guests to clean up their wedding. What do you mean? What do you mean? Guests are out here expected. I guess if you're having a smaller wedding and family has volunteered, I guess maybe I understand that maybe, but not really. But expecting just anybody who's shown up at your wedding to help you clean up, that is the most atrocious, barbaric behavior I could ever imagine. Do not expect that of people. Do not expect that of people. That's horrible. That's horrible. Who raised those people? Who raised you? But the other ones, I'm on board with. I'm absolutely on board with. Leaving a price tag on, come on. We get it. Okay, we get it. You spent $24 on a bow for my baby. You're so cool. Okay. And the next thing, if you want an invite, put links. Yeah, I don't like that. I just like, aren't weddings supposed to be personal and like intimate? And you know, you're supposed to only have people there. Like, I'm not about to post it on my story and say, I'll send you an invite no matter who you are. Oh, we haven't talked since seventh grade, but you follow me on Instagram. Okay, here's your invite. Like, it's weird. You should have in mind, I totally agree, you should have in mind what you want or who you want at your wedding is what I'm trying to say. All right, let's go into the next one.
The carnivore diet. It is taking over my feed. And I'm not saying that these people don't feel great on it, but I am saying that when you only eat meat and butter and maybe milk, then I'm not going to like consume your content. I'm not going to make what you say I should make. I'm sorry. It looks awful. These videos of these people eating straight blocks of butter, they say if you melt brown butter and let it harden, it's like a caramel candy. No, it's not. It's butter. It's butter. I've seen a video of people combining like whipped butter with plain protein powder. And the protein powder is, of course, only animal byproducts. And so it's like milk and dried ground meat or something. And this woman had the audacity to say that it was similar to like a taffy and that it was an amazing consistency. Now, of course, it doesn't taste like taffy, but it feels like taffy. And so it kind of hits the spot if that's what you're craving. And I just have no words. If you think that... If you think that I'm going to eat butter instead of a piece of candy, then you need to get off the internet. I'm sorry. You don't get to have an opinion. You don't get to share your opinion. Goodbye.
The carnivore diet is disgusting. It's so, so bad. Like, I know it's not keto, but it's getting close. It's knocking on the door of keto, you know? And I was on keto, unfortunately, for I mean, it was probably like 3 weeks, let's be honest, a few years ago. And then it hit me. I was like, so you're telling me eating an entire block of cream cheese is better for me than an apple? That's what you're trying to tell me. And I was like, this is not real. This is not, I'm all for, you guys know, I'm so damn annoying right now about my protein intake. Okay. I love me some meats and cheeses and whole milk and grass-fed butter. But the fact that these people eat literally no other nutrients, no other nutrients. It's just that. It's just meat. The carnivore diet is so gross. When people make like a pound of ground beef and then they basically eat it like cereal with melted butter poured on top, I'm so gross. Oh, it's so disgusting. I'm so with you. I'm so with you. It cannot be good. And then I could be wrong about this, but when people are like, well, it's how our ancestors ate only beef liver for 3 months out of the year. Okay. But those are our ancestors. All right. Like we have evolved since then. Like we can digest other things. Our body, like we don't have fangs anymore. Okay. We don't need to only eat raw cow. All right. Next one.
Hello. Hello. Okay. Here's a hate. I'm on the side of TikTok that has a ton of hair consultation videos, and I'm here for it. I love when they have, you know, curly hair, they haven't been treating right, or they want to go just for something drastically different, and they like show the photo and they're like talking it through. The hair consultation videos, I think it's a fun trend. Well, the part about it that I hate is when they don't have the reveal. Like, why are we having hair consultation videos on TikTok without the reveal? You told them what you wanted. We're going to transform your curly hair. We're going to revive your curls. And then we're not going to show it. Excuse me. And sometimes it is like that you just click on their profile and you look at the other one, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes there is not a part two. What is up with that? Immediate hate.
Oh yeah. If there's not a part two, I mean, of course, immediate hate. That's horrible. But if there is a part two, let me tell you this. I get got by the like for part twos. Okay. I fall for them every single time. Like even if I'm not even that interested in the reveal, I click on part two every single time. So yeah, if they're doing it for engagement, then it's working because I'm falling for it. When there's not a part two, get out of here. If you're not going to show me the final result, if you're not going to clean your room and then show me the pan over and show me how clean it is after, I don't want to see it. I'm invested now and you blue balled me. All right, next one.
Okay, this is my third recording, but hi, Maddie. Thank you for all that you do. You're just so great in so many ways. Anyway,
that's why I chose this
love
one.
Hates have to do with divorce because I also have been recently divorced. And I just have to say that your bravery and your strength and your realness and honesty and just everything about who you are really helps me prepare for and get through my divorce, which has been the hardest thing I've ever dealt with or been through. So one thing that I'm loving post-divorce is not having to answer to anybody except for myself. So I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. And that has been super healing and has really helped me thrive. Like I went to Hawaii over New Year's and highly recommend solo trip to Hawaii post-divorce. Amazing. One thing that I am hating post-divorce is that nobody tells you what a life change it is. It's hard to go from mom life, mom and wife life to single mom life. And there's just so many things that are affected with that life change that, you know, messes up the balance of things. Anyway, love you. And yeah.
Well, this is very real and very vulnerable. So thank you for calling it in. Thank you for saying that. Cause I think there's probably a lot of women who are in your same boat, who are feeling out of whack, who are now single moms, single parents, and not sure what that's going to look like or what that's going to be. And you're figuring it out. And the fact that you're putting yourself first, you're going to Hawaii, that freedom, that post-divorce freedom, like I know that you're in a different situation because you've got kids, you're single parenting, but I hope at the very least that new sense of freedom, like, you know, having your own money or having your own time or not having to check in with somebody who, you know, you don't get along with, like that is a gift. That is a gift to you. It's a gift to your kids. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, kids seeing their parents co-parenting calmly at the very least, is always going to be better than them having to see their parents be miserable in a marriage. And I know that divorcing with kids is probably the hardest thing ever, but I think that it's, you know, it's the best thing for the family. If it has to happen, it has to happen. And there's a way to move forward where it's better for everybody involved. And it sounds like you're on the right path. Sounds like you're on the right path. I'm happy that anything I've said about divorce resonated with anybody at all, because going through divorce, it feels very specific and very lonely and very like, has anyone ever experienced this? And when I realized that my divorce, I mean, crazy as it was, and all of the things that were very specific to my divorce, the feelings that I had, when I realized how universal they were, that was actually really comforting to me. When I was like, oh, other people feel this way. This is not unique. I'm not the first person to feel this. And I'm not going to be the first person to get through it. And I'm not going to be the first person to heal from it. And that was really, really empowering. All right, we're going to wrap it up there. Let's wrap it up on an inspirational little note. Thank you guys so much for leaving me voicemails, calling in. I love feeling like we're chatting. We're going to do this more. We're going to do this more because I feel like it was easier on your end. It was definitely easier on my end. And I love getting to hear your little voices. So thank you guys for doing that. Thank you for joining me today. Again, Patreon episode, hopefully this weekend, beginning of next week, about the Tortured Poets Department. Such a tongue twister. Don't love the album title name. I got to be honest. It's giving American Riviera Orchard. All right. But I will see you guys next Monday back here at the Bad Broadcast. I love you so much. Be safe, be kind, be hot, be normal, follow social norms. Okay. Love you so much. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.